So now we're going to head to Humboldt County in the far north of our state, where there's a new effort to remember the history of early Chinese immigrants. We know they played a crucial role in shaping our state as we know it today. In the 1860s, Chinese laborers built railroads and roads and set up businesses all throughout the West. But just a few decades later, a wave of anti-Chinese attacks and racist laws forced many of those folks out of the communities they helped establish. Now, a new mural in what was Eureka's historic Chinatown is trying to bring that history to the surface.
The primary element is a big, large Mandarin duck. It's beautiful. It's native to China. And it represents how the Chinese people were viewed back when they were living here in Humboldt County before they were expelled in 1885.
The California Report's intern, Hector Arzate, went to Eureka to check out the mural and to dig into that history. Hi, Hector.
Hi, Sasha.
So tell me about what got you interested in this story. What's your connection to Humboldt County?
Well, I went to college there. I graduated from Humboldt State University in 2019. I grew up in Richmond, California, in the Bay Area. When I got to Humboldt County, something that really stood out to me and a lot of the other, you know, people of color that I, you know, went to school with is the community is very white. In college, you hear these stories of people, you know, walking home from a party late at night and, you know, having beer bottles thrown at them from trucks, you know, and it can be really difficult, you know, being a student of color coming to rural California for the first time. It's a bit of a shock in a lot of ways. As you get up there, you know, you start to hear stories and sort of what feels like rumors about white settlers in the earlier days, you know. And then you also hear rumors of how there used to be a thriving Chinatown in Eureka until 1885, when all the Chinese people who were living in Eureka were forced on boats and sent to San Francisco port. You know, they were essentially expelled from Humboldt County and Eureka, and the rumor is that they just never came back.
And it turns out that's not just a rumor.
There's a lot of historical evidence that this did happen. There was a thriving Chinatown in Eureka, like in many other cities across the West. And it's well documented that the Chinese were forced out of Eureka's Chinatown in 1885.
So you decided to dig into this story and find out more. What made you want to go up now and pay a visit?
I heard about a mural that was going up in Eureka that would commemorate where Eureka's Chinatown used to stand. So I met up with Brianne Merger de Souza. She's the coordinator for the Eureka Chinatown Project. This is something that felt very personal for her. She's Chinese American and also West Indian. So I met up with her at this alley in Eureka.
You can see the street slopes down into Humboldt Bay. And that led to a lot of drainage coming through this area. And then the city actually cut off the drainage at 4th Street and all the sewage kind of pooled in Chinatown. It really created these foul conditions, and the Chinese were blamed for being foul and dirty and disease-ridden when it really wasn't their fault and it was just poor city planning. And that was the inspiration for this mural titled Foul.
So it sounds like the mural, which has this big duck on it, it's really like a play on words between F-O-U-L, foul, and F-O-W-L.
That was purposeful. When you first look at the mural, you know, what really stands out to you is the bold yellow and the different shades of blue. And of course, you will notice that beautiful duck that Brianne mentioned. You know, that's a Mandarin duck, which is very important in Chinese cuisine. That has a lot to do with the culture that the Chinese brought to Humboldt County. But if you look in the background, you can make out what Chinatown used to look like. You'll see these sort of shanty town looking houses, you know, roughly built buildings. And that's really what they're trying to get at, you know, when they play at the literal foul duck that we're looking at and then the foul conditions that the Chinese were living in Eureka.
Hmm. So tell me about this moment when all of the Chinese residents of Eureka were expelled. What sparked that?
So in 1885, there was a councilman named David Kendall who happened to be walking through Eureka's Chinatown when he was caught in the crossfire of a shootout. He was shot and he ended up dying. the reports are a little bit conflicting, you know, whether it was accidental or not is sort of lost in history. But Katie Bush, who is the executive director of the Clark Historical Museum in Eureka, she says the consensus at the time was that the Chinese purposely shot him and killed him. This was just a few years after the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882, and it would have been during a time of strong anti-Chinese sentiment.
And then a mob of about 300 people assembled nearby at Centennial Hall, and they were agitating, trying to figure out what to do about the fact that a white guy had been shot supposedly by Chinese guys. There was a precedent around the West to do things like burn down Chinatowns with the residents inside.
And it looked like they were going to burn down this Chinatown too. But, you know, something different happened. Most of these buildings were owned by a white businessman who did not want his buildings to burn down. So what they ended up doing was assembling a committee of 15 people, and they decided to instead order all Chinese people to leave Eureka within 48 hours. They arranged for ships to take the entire community down to the port of San Francisco, and they threatened anybody who wanted to stay.
There were gallows that were set up nearby that said any Chinamen here after, you know, 48 hours or after this certain day would be hung from these gallows.
I mean, that's just horrifying.
They stayed away and didn't come back.
At the time, the expulsion was celebrated for its nonviolence. Some people even began calling it the Eureka Plan, and it was replicated throughout Humboldt County and around the West.
It was touted as really successful, this nonviolent way of removing people from places where they've lived for decades, or, you know, many years in some cases. But how can it be nonviolent if you're forcibly removing people?
There's a lot of violence in the notion of removing people from their homes, whether it's Native Americans or, you know, Japanese Americans who are incarcerated. This has been a part of California history.
Yeah.
So, Hector, in the case of Humboldt County, did all the Chinese immigrants end up leaving?
Well, a few never left, you know, like Charlie Moon. Charlie was a Chinese immigrant at the time, and he lived outside of Eureka. He was a ranch hand in Redwood Creek, and he worked for a man named Tom Bear, who owned the Bear Ranch. Some people got word that Charlie was working for Tom Bear in Redwood Creek. So they showed up armed to the teeth to Tom Bear's ranch. And when they got there, the story goes that Tom Bear said, well, if you're going to get to Charlie, first you're going to have to get through me and my shotgun. So Tom Bear actually stood up for Charlie.
And he ended up staying in the county?
He did. He actually went on to raise Tom's children after he and his wife died. And Charlie also married a Native woman. Her name was Minnie Tom. She was Cholula from Redwood Creek, where the ranch was. And Charlie and Minnie have a lot of descendants who are still living in Humboldt, including Yolanda Latham. Charlie and Minnie are her great-great-great-grandparents.
I would love to say Charlie Moon had an amazing story, but he worked hard. And he probably, you know, saw a lot of hard things and had to go through a lot of difficult moments.
And despite the circumstances, Yolanda thinks of Charlie as a survivor.
When you look around Humboldt County or any county in California, you have to ask yourself, how did they get that? How did that road get there? Who did that? That was on the backs of the Chinese and the workers and the Native Americans that they had to move out of the way or to get the work done to become that Golden State. I think we need to be honest about the history. We need to be truthful about it. What's done is done, but at least acknowledge it and memorialize it so that it's not dismissed.
So Yolanda actually shared with me a photo of Charlie Moon, and it's this sepia-toned black and white image of a man with white hair and these handsome suspenders. It feels very old-timey, but, you know, looking at the image, it really gives me chills to just think about the history and the person behind the photo. To think about what he went through.
So people like Charlie resisted this expulsion by staying on and refusing to leave their homes. Was there any organized resistance to this effort to get rid of all the Chinese in Humboldt?
There were actually 53 Chinese residents who filed a lawsuit against the city of Eureka.
It was the first lawsuit for reparations filed by Chinese residents against a city. And it was a very big deal that it happened at all. The Chinese were found to not own any property because they weren't legal citizens of the United States. So the case was thrown out against the city, and the reparations were not made.
Katie actually showed me a photo of a fruit vendor back when the Chinatown was thriving. She also showed me a photo and a map of what it looked like after everybody was forced out.
Since this is from 1886, it labels Chinatown as vacant. But it does show kind of where the core of Chinatown was. This map also shows where Councilman Kendall, his house is at, and then also the approximate location where he was caught in the crossfire, and also the approximate location of the gallows that were constructed.
Did any of the residents try to come back or rebuild the Chinatown?
No, not until 1954, when Ben Chin arrived in Humboldt County. He opened up Canton Cafe in Eureka. Brianne from the Eureka Chinatown Project says that he's actually on the mural, too, in his army uniform. He's a veteran.
He was the first to kind of come back and publicly say, I am Chinese. Here is my Chinese restaurant. He did face a lot of discrimination when he came back, a lot of threats, a lot of just people badgering him, telling him to leave and close up shop. And he resisted. He stayed. You know, that was a very courageous thing for him to do.
Ben Chin passed away in 2019. Today, less than 3% of Humboldt County identifies as Asian American. And according to the latest census data, that's slightly less than 4,000 people in the entire county. Brianne wanted to commemorate Eureka's Chinatown. She originally just wanted to set up a plaque where the alley used to stand, and the idea grew from there.
My son is 7 weeks old now. It's so important to be able to see your culture and your history reflected in your community. And until this mural went up, or until the Chinatown Project really started, I can't really say that I felt that way. And I'm excited for my son to be able to grow up one day and be able to come here and see this and to feel included and to be part of the story being told in our community.
So what's next for the Eureka Chinatown Project, Egbert?
So a local business has actually partnered with the Eureka Chinatown Project to set up a statue within the next year. And they also want to rename the alley after Charlie Moon. And eventually, they want to implement this lost Chinese history in the local school curriculum throughout Humboldt County.
Egbert, thank you. I really appreciate getting this history lesson about what happened to the Chinese community back in the 1880s in Humboldt County.
Thank you so much for letting me share it.
Héctor Arzate is the intern with the California Report magazine.